This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
We need them. Yes, we do. We need those strategies. We need those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Boy, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Ready or not, here it comes. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living Radio. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. And Lauren, you recently posted an article.
Yes, that
caught my attention big time. It was an article out of SciPost written by Eric Dolan, Eric W. Dolan.
Yeah.
And it was about the study linking anomalous. Yeah. Is the Bossier City boy going to be able to say this or not?
I'll say this. It may be anomaly if you can pronounce anomalous correctly.
Yeah, anomalous.
So it's basically just this idea, right, that if you've had an experience that you can't explain, that's an anomalous experience.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe a dream that you felt that was more real.
Kind of our deja vu, our out-of-body experiences.
Or a sense that somebody was watching.
Yeah.
Right? All of those are anomalous, is what the study categorizes, an anomalous experiences.
And so there's a series of studies that suggest that these unusual experiences, like premonitions and deja vu and all of that, and that people who report them often share some very distinct psychological traits. And I find this fascinating.
Well, I think it is. I'm very excited about this because it's quite the paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Because I think up until this point, we have categorized people or experiences, these anomalous experiences, as a signal of weirdness or dysfunction.
Yeah, let's prescribe the medicine, right?
Right, but this study is suggesting almost the opposite, that anomalous experiences are actually hinting at a deep subconscious connection rather than disconnection.
We are going to explore that today here on Strategies for Living. Thank you for being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible, the Robinson Film Center, and Azalea Cleaners, and Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. Back in a moment. Can he say it? I don't know. We'll see. More strategies to come.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Talking today about some research that was published in the Journal of Psychology. It's Journal of Psychology of Consciousness, Theory, Research, and Practice. And it found that individuals high in a trait, the trait's called subconscious connectedness. So people found high in this trait were significantly more likely to report frequent anomalous, the Bossier City boys still can't say it, anomalous experiences. And these experiences were also associated with traits like disassociation, magical thinking, intuitive thinking, and absorption. Mm-hmm. Anomalous experiences, they're events that seem to go beyond what conventional science can explain. And in the world of conventional science, that's a problem. If we can't explain it, many times in the past now, mm-hmm. I think this is changing, but many times in the past, if science couldn't explain it, it was written off. Mm-hmm. And all too often, Lauren, it was written off in a
stigmatizing way.
In a way, those folks are, you're just, you know, it can't be explained, therefore it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think that's changing. I think that's shifting.
I hope so, yeah. I mean, this study indicates some change.
Yeah, definitely. Because this is a scientific study published in a scientific journal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, those are great signs. But now the things include, and here's the deal. When we talk about the things that are included in the study, ESP, extrasensory perceptions, mm-hmm. a vivid or unusual dreams.
Yeah.
I think recently of our life strategist, Father Nathan Castle, who has hundreds of times now helped souls cross over who were stuck.
Right.
And his initial and continuing link
communication.
To these communication with these souls
is often through the dream
come
state.
Yeah. Come through. They contact him in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hooks up. He joins with prayer partners and people who are able to contact what, you know, we would call, psychics, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
Although he doesn't like to use that term because of its stigma.
Right. Psychics are mediums. Yeah.
But I think of people like him. And, we did a whole program, and if you want to look back at the podcast, it's in our recent podcast.
Of course, we've also had recently Ellie Pichette.
Yeah, definitely.
We definitely qualify under...
Same type of thing. These people, mm-hmm. when you listen to them, you understand mm-hmm. these people are not crazy.
Right.
And these people are documenting the things that they're doing. Father Nathan has written mm-hmm. 3 books on the subject.
Right.
With story after story after story. So, and there's a lot of people involved with him. So, I mean, you can't really anymore dismiss this stuff as illusions or, these are signs of mental illness.
Yeah.
As
Bob Dylan might say, the times, they are a changing.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, some researchers argue that they're widespread in the general population, and so they deserve, and here's where the shift is happening. Researchers are saying because they are so widespread, they deserve more scientific attention. And the new study was designed to better understand what kinds of people are we dealing with here? What kinds of people are more likely to report these kinds of experiences? Mm-hmm. And how can those experiences, how are they related to, not as in the past, underlying psychological issues, but now in this study, underlying psychological traits. Okay. Big difference.
Huge.
Big difference between psychological issues and psychological traits.
Mm-hmm.
So, Olafur Paulsen, who is a professor emeritus of medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says, I've been formally studying the personality trait of subconscious connectedness for several years. It's a line of research that indicates that some people have a much closer connection with the non-conscious or what we could call subconscious parts of their mind than other people, meaning that their consciousness and their subconscious mind influence each other to an unusually high degree in their everyday life. And Professor Olafur Paulsen is the study author of the study that we're talking about. And this can be measured with a questionnaire. The questionnaire is called the Thought Impact Scale. He developed it, validated it.
Mm-hmm.
And by using scores on that scale, people can then be reliably divided into those with high, moderate, and low subconscious connectedness. So it's a personality characteristic that is normally distributed in the general population. Now, that's a massive statement of change, isn't it, for science?
Sure. For us to be able to, one, just even recognize it as something, and then to be able to, I love, and I so deeply appreciate his work, that he's been able to, you know, categorize and define and break down these terms and make them measurable traits so that we can bring, you know, you can bring that scientific community around to showing, look, this is...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's measurable. This is specific.
Yeah, absolutely.
And data can be collected on it.
It can be studied.
Yeah.
Anomalous experiences are defined as a broad and heterogeneous class of phenomena. Sounds pretty scientific to me. That simply have in common that they're things that people sometimes experience that are outside the conventional framework of understanding of how the world operates.
So let's take a second here. Okay. So basically, like, the hypothesis here is the idea that people who report to have more anomalous experiences are going to have a greater connection with the, not just themselves, but the beyond themselves in the world, right? To experience greater connectivity. Okay. And so let's just back up a second and think of this pretty basically and logically to see how this actually makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Because when someone has an anomalous experience, anything that takes them aback from what they believe the world to be.
Right.
Right. If something strange happens,
right,
we can just, I mean, we can even reframe anomalous experience as something like high strangeness, right? If something happens outside of your normal perceived reality.
Outside of something that you can easily explain to yourself.
Right. that's going to bring a, if, you know, if you are in a safe place, you are going to be able to question that.
You're touching on something here, because one of the things that I, as I read through this, one of the things that I thought was back over my 30 plus years in the counseling room, right? And thinking back to how many times over so many years that I would be talking to this person or that person, young and old, male and female, all across all kinds of, you know, really across
all groups,
right?
Yeah.
When I would introduce, you know, when I would tell a story of something that fit into the category that you're talking about.
The high strangeness or anomalous experience.
What would happen is, in many cases, like a floodgate opening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, now I can tell him. Mm-hmm. Now I can talk about this stuff.
Right.
And many times what poured out would change the course of how we were moving forward in therapy. Because, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it
suddenly
gave permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're able to share more of your actual experience, recognizing, oh, this is a safe place to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's important to note, because I pretty much believe that anomalous experience has been congruent with humans throughout history, meaning that this has always been an integral part of humanity, anomalous experience.
Yeah.
But throughout time, we've had a different perspective and a different viewpoint on what that means and
it's interesting, Lauren, because at one point we would, you know, in our history, we would set these people aside and we would test them, and the elders would test them, and then we would declare that they were shamans.
Right.
In another part of our history,
they were burned at the stake.
Right. In another part of our history, they were medicated and locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, again,
So what you just set up there is some collective generational trauma around this particular, around these experiences, period, and around these traits. And so it would make sense that in this era, in this time, that people are a little hesitant to acknowledge these traits within themselves and to share that with others.
We are, we're exploring today a study that links anomalous experiences to subconscious connectedness. What did he just say? I said anomalous experiences we can't really explain, to subconscious connectedness. Connected to, how connected are we to our own vast subconscious mind? I think this is very intriguing, and we're going to dive in and see where our conversation continues to head here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. Stay with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The RobinsonFilmCenter.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you wonder how I get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, who has shared a lot of these anomalous experiences with me, let me tell you, David McMillan, and I've had my share too, and I've freely shared them through the years, freely shared them with clients through the years, in the counseling arena, in the counseling room, and again, as I said earlier, it's like. Once a story is shared, it's almost like, okay, permission granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to be locked away.
I can talk about this, and some of the stuff that I've heard and people have shared absolutely blow my mind. Yeah. You know.
Well, and it would make sense also from the environment of the counseling room, because if you've been disconnected from your connectedness, in some way, shape, or form, you felt shamed or scared of this ability, any of these anomalous experiences, then that is a rift.
Yeah.
That's a disconnection from self, which often lands you in the counseling room. Yeah.
So the professor, Professor Paulson, who is the author, Ulfer S. Paulson, he is a professor emeritus of medicine at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He says that having high subconscious connectedness seems to be associated with a range of personal tendencies and behaviors. Mm-hmm. And he's been investigating those systematically in several studies. These side effects, so to speak, of high subconscious connectedness include greater proneness to engage regularly in creative or artistic activities.
Yes.
higher hypnotizability,
which would just mean, by the way, it doesn't mean that you're easily influenced. What that would mean is that you're easily transfer into an altered state of mind.
Right. It just simply means that I can connect with my subconscious mind.
Right. And it doesn't mean that you're at the power others.
No, actually, absolutely not. Absolutely
actually quite
not.
The opposite.
No, you're totally in control when you are under hypnosis. Mm-hmm. So you are totally 100%. If the hypnotherapist told you to do something that was against your ethics or your will, you would immediately come out and say,
right,
what are you talking about? and I mean, that can be proven and has been proven.
Right.
It's movie stuff. And we have been influenced, unfortunately, by a lot of movie stuff for just about the last 75 years or so, movie and TV stuff, which have kept some of us, many of us, from using a tool, hypnosis,
which is an incredibly
powerful tool.
An empowering tool.
Absolutely. So anyway, he says creative and artistic activities, mm-hmm, higher hypnotizability, and being more likely to seek hypnosis treatment, and greater probability of experiencing certain stress-related physical health issues like IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome, migraine headaches, a tendency to have a lot of unusual experiences is also a characteristic that the professor has long suspected of being associated with high subconscious connectedness. Anomalous experiences are broad.
So let's break that down a little lower to layman's for just a minute.
Okay.
So what you just rattled off were some traits which we often see in mystics and artists and healers, right? Mm-hmm. And those of that, mm-hmm. what we might say out there,
yeah.
or even mad, the mad realm, yeah. the madly passionate.
Yeah.
But let's just think about, why would that align with high connectivity?
Okay.
Okay. So let's just imagine, okay, and you know, you're highly connected to
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Everything, or to more than just your individual form and beyond that.
Right.
That can easily become very overwhelming.
Yeah. Right?
If you don't understand what's happening.
If I don't have an explanation, yeah, right. I can lose it, if you will.
Right. And we see this over and over again in people who have, you know, sudden spiritual awakening, so to speak, or these incredibly powerful people who do psychedelics quite often have these kind of breaks.
Through the years, Lauren,
yeah,
I've talked to a lot of people in the therapy room and out.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I've talked, a lot of people have shared with me experiences that you would call extraterrestrial.
Beyond Earth.
Yeah, beyond
or
Earth.
Or at least beyond this world that we understand it to be.
But the vast majority of them mm-hmm. have said, don't tell anybody that I told you this.
Right.
And I'm thinking of a couple of middle-aged ladies mm-hmm. who reported to me many years ago that 10 years previous to sharing it with me,
yeah,
they both absolutely know that they encountered a ship.
Mm-hmm. A craft. Or some sort.
Yeah. And they both saw it. They both experienced it. And they both decided, we're keeping this to ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
And when it was shared with me by one of them, I was told, I don't want you to... Yeah, I'm not breaking any confidence. No one would ever be able to figure out who I'm talking about now. So I'm not breaking their confidence now. But the person told me, "Don't you ever tell anybody."
Well, and the truth
that I shared this with you.
The truth of the matter is that this is so common that it could be anybody,
right.
As well.
Right.
I mean, it really is, and it's becoming more common.
Well, and that's, you know, again, there's a lot of stuff in the news. There's mm-hmm. been a lot of stuff in the news, and we're not just talking extraterrestrial stuff and ET stuff today. We're talking a broad range.
Of anomalous experiences.
But those fall into, you know, as a part of this category.
Well, and what I would broadly categorize it as, you know, rather than even just anomalous, but perhaps it's just a multidimensional experience. Being able to recognize that we are multidimensional beings, and that we span more than this physical time space that we believe ourselves to be so securely rooted in.
Right.
Yeah.
The professor said, and I'm quoting now, he said, what surprised me the most was to see how many adults have certain anomalous experiences again and again.
Mm-hmm.
The most common of these repeated experiences was deja vu. In other words, that is the sense that what one is experiencing in the present moment has happened before,
mm-hmm.
when that's not possible.
Well, according to traditional materialistic science.
About 60% of people in the United States national population samples reported having had deja vu at least a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And between 40 and 50% of all people surveyed reported that they had at least a few times sensed correctly being stared at before looking.
Right.
Having had premonitions that came true,
mm-hmm.
and objects oddly disappearing and showing up later
mm-hmm.
in places where they had already looked for them.
Right. Yep. Again, signs and signals that the third dimensional time space that we believe ourselves to be rooted in is not as steady or stable as we would like for to think of it as.
Many, many years ago on this very program,
mm-hmm.
I did an entire program on hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
explaining what hypnosis was.
Right.
And the next day, a little lady, and I mean, if you looked up cute little lady in the dictionary,
mm-hmm.
there would be a picture of this little lady. And she came in, and she just came by the office. She didn't have an appointment. She came by the office, and I happened to have the time. So, you know, I sat down with her, and she explained that she had lost some money.
Right.
And she could not. She had run over to help her sister in Dallas
mm-hmm.
and had been gone longer than she thought. She had just come back from cashing her check at the bank. This was years ago, back when you did that.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the bank when your monthly check came in. You cashed it. And she hid the money, and when she got back, her house was completely locked up,
mm-hmm.
and she could not find the money. And she said, I listened to you last night. Do you think hypnosis would help me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know. Let's try.
Right.
And so we did. And the minute she came out of hypnosis, she opened her eyes, and she said, my sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What? Describe your sewing machine to you. Oh, you know, it's one of those that... It's when you're not using it, it falls up and looks like a piece of furniture. I said, go home and look in your sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
She did. She called me and she said, got my money. There it was.
Right.
I think that's a pretty good example mm-hmm. of the disconnect on a day-by-day basis with this massive part of our mind.
Called the subconscious.
Yeah. That when we're able to connect with it,
mm-hmm.
gives us this wide breadth of power, ability, and knowledge
yeah.
that otherwise we would not be able to tap into mm. with our conscious mind.
Right.
That makes sense?
Absolutely. I mean, even if we think about it in the typical psychology way of the conscious mind is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
And the subconscious is mostly below the surface.
Right.
Could you imagine if we recognize that larger, much larger, deeper part of us
yeah.
that is really connected to everything beyond space and time?
Mm.
What would our world look like? And it may seem quite anomalous at first to what we believe the world to be.
By the way, if just as an aside, anybody want an experience of tapping into that,
mm-hmm.
I still do clinical hypnosis. Give me a call. You can find me. You can find
shameless plug,
but you can you can find the office number at strategiesforliving.com.
That's right.
And you can find a lot more stuff there at strategiesforliving.com. But anyway, this is fascinating mm-hmm. stuff. And I think I may have learned to say a new word. What's that word? Anomalous.
There you go.
I think the Exposure City boy has learned to say it. Back in a moment with more here on Strategies. Stay with us.
You to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather, alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, There's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day. Makes you want a harder getaway. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we mentioned our website, strategiesforliving.com, or strategiesforlivingradio.com. Either one will get you there, and we invite you in. And but also, you may be listening to this program and you're saying, geez, I wish my friend fill in the blank, John, Jane, you know, could hear, but they're not listening to the radio right now.
That's okay. We're on podcast.
There you go. Go to your favorite podcast, wherever you get podcasts, your favorite podcast Castbox, platform.
Spotify, Apple Podcast.
And
we're there.
You can subscribe to Strategies for Living and never miss an episode and be able to pass on.
Absolutely.
You know, to your friends, wherever they are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how many people, since we started this podcast thing, it's just amazing how many people are listening and where they're listening. I find it fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
World is getting smaller in some ways.
And even possibly in part due to these anomalous experiences, right?
Yeah.
We're recognizing our connectivity to all that is all the time.
And we're talking about that today here on Strategies for Living.
Can we talk some maybe about strategies?
We can, but before, let's do that. But before we do, I want to get one thing in because of the stigma.
Yeah.
Because of the stigma that's been there, the professor Paulson, I think is the way you say it, explored how the experiences that we're talking about, these anomalous experiences that people reported and connectedness to their subconscious, greater connectedness to their subconscious, how they relate to mental health and well-being.
Okay. Yeah.
And so people who reported more anomalous experiences did tend to report more stress, anxiety, and depressive symptoms.
Right.
However, the correlations were modest. So the number of anomalous experiences were only weakly related to lower happiness and had no clear relationship with perceived quality of life.
So here would be my hypothesis there.
Okay.
It's not the actual anomalous experience that would increase stress, anxiety, depression, and all of those other mental health, issues that might crop up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the actual anomalous experience as much as it is what we believe, what we think about the anomalous experience and the stigma around that.
I think the ability to
share that with others, because imagine feeling so connected to this other beyond the world that we see physically. And not being able to share that connectedness with the people you do see physically.
Might get lonely, mightn't it?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so there's, I think, the rift there. And so in that
plus
case...
Plus, you think about it. Think about the lady that shared the UFO experience from years before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That had been locked up in there.
Mm-hmm.
She had decided, as did her friend had decided, we're not telling anybody about this, you know. So it had been locked up. Well, okay, so how much other stuff is, you know, in there locked up? And does, is that,
that's the unhealthy,
the driver of unhealthy mental hygiene?
Absolutely. Because, you know, one of my hypotheses is that most mental issues are caused by that locking down, by that shutting down, the stopping, the blocking of energy from flowing through you.
Right.
Whether that be thoughts, emotions, or experiences.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, if you're blocking that, then life gets, you create blocks, you create stagnations in the waters of life.
Okay, you said you wanted to kind of explore some strategies. Are you talking about strategies to help all of us maybe make a, you know, a better connection if we want to with
so
the subconscious?
I think it's important that we talk briefly about strategies on both ends. Like on the one end of, you've had a number of anomalous experiences and maybe you are feeling rather alone in them.
Okay.
Right. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you know, you're very interested and open to this and you want to open yourself to anomalous experiences and to greater connectedness with self and with others in the world.
Right.
Right. And so on the one end of, you know, you've had some and you feel alone, right, in it, I'd encourage you to find, there's tons of groups out there now. You know, you talked about the internet and the podcast.
Also, yes, they're all over the place. And tons of books that you can find on the subject now.
And of course, I'll open myself up and David as, you know, people to share that experience with.
Absolutely. You're not,
or me,
you will find a safe place.
I'm here to say you are not alone.
No.
At all.
And you know, again, we're limited by time and on the radio, but you know,
and if
we can
are,
share experience after experience after experience with you on a personal level that have been shared with us through the years.
And I would also, just to kind of push the envelope there, if you are having these experiences and feeling alone, actually one of the antidotes might be to actually seek out more of those experiences, because that's going to greater solidify within you and acknowledge that you're never truly alone.
So let's talk about a couple of strategies where you may be able to do that.
Okay.
One would be meditation.
Absolutely.
Mindfulness meditation. And again, let's not make it, don't make it more complicated than it is.
No.
Meditation is extremely simple if you will allow it to be.
Right. And I'm also of the belief that meditation doesn't have to look like traditional meditation.
No.
It doesn't have to look like you sitting in a very, very quiet room with music and candles.
It can look like you getting into bed and look like you're going to sleep. Nobody else would know.
Or, you know, it could look like you getting into the flow of an activity that you enjoy doing.
Absolutely.
Like anything that brings you into an altered state of being where you're in flow, I call that a meditative state.
Another strategy would be something that you're very familiar with, Lauren, and that's journaling.
Yes. And I would actually encourage especially keeping dream journals, right? Because that is a wide open doorway to the subconscious.
It's been called by Dr. Freud. Everybody take a bow.
Yes.
It's been called the Royal Road.
Yeah, there you go.
He called it the Royal Road to the subconscious mind. And, you know, even though a lot of things that Dr. Freud talked about have been disproven, there's a tremendous amount of his theories that have been proven
and have
stood the test of time over and over.
And have laid the foundation for what has continued to prove.
Absolutely.
So over time.
Talking about this anomalous experiences, these anomalous experiences and how they are connected to greater subconscious connectedness, our own subconscious connectedness, which is, I hope we've, you know, if you've listened to the conversation, I hope you understand that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
We'll be back here on Strategies for Living in just a moment. You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And have you had some of them weird experiences?
High strangeness is amongst us.
You don't want to talk about. Well, I hope we've made it a little bit more. Maybe I can talk about this.
Please. I mean, I see it opening in the world, and I believe it's a very, very good thing. And we're moving. The times are changing, and I'm very hopeful.
I think Bob Dylan said that.
Exactly. It's very hopeful, right? And so just the idea that anomalous experiences, they might not be fringe anymore, right? And to recognize them, rather, they're windows into our deeper self and to everything
wonder,
that we're connected
I wonder
to.
I wonder if one of the windows we're looking at here is a window into what the future is going to look like, what the world is going to look like with greater connectedness,
yes.
Maybe less talking in words and more quote unquote talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to each other,
yeah,
telepathically.
Very cool.
And I know some people will say, well, that's just weird, David. Okay, well.
No, but have you ever had the experience of thinking of a friend and a few seconds later they call?
They call or they show
thinking
up?
Thinking of a song and it shows up on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that hints at the connectivity and the way that we create our world around us by what we think and how we believe.
Absolutely. Lots and lots to take in, lots and lots to think about.
Yeah.
And
may we find sacredness there.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the strange.
Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living and chatting with us today, being in on the conversation. We appreciate it very much because we do it every day for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Oof, oof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. And I bet you know what I'm going to say. It's not deja vu. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who is it that you'd call? What is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for a living.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.